Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Day two of what some are calling Pizzagate. Yeah, because for yet another day...
It's better than Jonathan Pizzaland.
Oh, I disagree. Johnny Pizzaland had pizzazz.
He had
panache.
There's no juice to Johnny Pizzaland.
He had a hint of brown sugar in the sauce. I'm telling you, Johnny Pizzaland is a star.
A cousin of Nikki Deep Dish.
Pizzaland.
Oh, or Nikki Dubs, which of course is short for Nikki Deep Dish.
Yeah, naturally.
But no, we're feeling good. Yeah, so today we show up even more pizza, and
I think they're just trolling us at this point. I can count on one hand the amount of times we've been offered free pizza in the previous year, and now we get back-to-back days.
See, my hope is we just keep talking about free pizza, and it just keeps happening.
It's a good troll, by the way, and one that will, at some point, we're going to break, and then we'll start being ready to eat the pizza, and then they'll stop giving us free pizza.
My grandpa Tom always says, don't be afraid to ask the universe for what you want. Mm.
The only guy to say that ever, huh?
No, the only person. No one's ever said it before. And I always say, like, hey, I want more free pizza. And the universe just keeps bequeathing.
I do believe in that idea of just kind of putting out what you want into the universe. And so I like this. Let's just tell.
So you've talked to my grandpa Tom, too.
Yeah, that's why I said. It's amazing that your grandpa's the one credited with that saying. It's pretty popular.
Buddhists have picked this up recently, and I think it's because of my grandpa Tom.
Did your grandpa Tom? I'm trying to think of all the famous phrases your grandpa Tom has come up with.
Four score in so-and-so
walk
years.
Walk softly and carry a big stick. I think that might have been him as well.
Yep. Teddy got it from him.
Yeah,
he's a young lad, but he got it from him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's all sorts of good ones.
Yeah, Viva Las Vegas, my grandfather, Tom.
Yeah, that was him too, huh? I knew it.
Yeah, but that's when he was grandfather, Tom.
Well,
just grandpa.
Also came up with what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. That's what he always says.
Actually, no, he didn't. That wasn't him. It was somebody else.
Other grandpa, Tom.
I only got one.
You don't think what?
I only got one. I just decided to bring
the show. You just killed it for some reason. I don't know what. We were riffing. We were going back and forth. And you're like, that's the one I decided I didn't want to play along with. Oh, okay. He says, Viva Las Vegas. I say, in a very related phrase, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Two totally different.
That couldn't be.
That's preposterous that it would come up with both of those by himself.
That couldn't be. It's every now and then we'll have a discussion. This happens in a lot of our sports debates. Not a lot of them, but some of them. Where you'll say something, and I'm just trying to basically just co-opt what you're saying. And so then I just regurgitate in a different way what you've already said, almost to be like, I agree with what you're saying right now. And then you'll disagree with when I say it back to you. And I'm like, you're just arguing with yourself right now is all you're doing.
I think you just described 39 years of me on this planet. It's okay. Just arguing with myself.
I'm like, you got a problem with your own statement to begin with.
Well, now, hey.
You came up with the premise, and here we are.
I got something that we can disagree with. Sorry, somebody else we can disagree with. As Pro Football Focus ranked their 10 best returning NFL head coaches. So even though, like, Mike Vrabel is a former NFL head coach once again, he doesn't count because he's a new face in a new place.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, looking there at number 10, Kevin Stefanski is right there in the pocket in the top 10.
So you guys might be thinking to yourself, wow, is NFL head coaching? Is it just in the gutter right now? Are we just in a really bad time for NFL head coaching?
That's your takeaway? Not that he actually might be a top 10 head coach?
No, I wonder if people are thinking that, because you would think to yourself, if Kevin Stefanski with one playoff win in his entire time here entering year six, if he's cracking the top 10, maybe we're just in a down period of NFL head coaches. But then you read the list. We're not in a down period at all. We're in like a juggernaut of NFL head coaches. And the guys that are around Kevin Stefanski or leading up to Stefanski in this list, Kyle Shanahan, Sirianni, who just won the Super Bowl, Dan Campbell, and then you're into Kevin Stefanski.
And can we all agree, nobody in the NFL actually thinks Nick Sirianni is one of the 10 best head coaches? Just before we get to the Kevin thing, nobody believes that. I mean, more than half the media thought that guy was going to get fired halfway through last season. He has perpetually been referred to as a joke, starting with his press conferences, but then starting with his press conference, introductory press conference back when he got hired. But there's one or two times a year where we just make fun of Nick Sirianni for being a goober. I got to say, and by the way, don't hate him being top 10, but just nobody thinks so.
I mean, he is a goober. I think he is, as far as outsourcing is concerned, I think he does that at an extremely high rate. It's incredible the amount of credit. We should have just given this to Howie Roseman is what we should have done. We should have just made Howie Roseman the number 8th best head coach in the NFL.
That would have been so insulting, but yet very funny.
Well, how insulting is a list, though, if you have a guy that just won the Super Bowl and he wouldn't crack the top 10? Like, you win the Super Bowl the previous year, you probably get propped up to be in the top 10.
Does a Super Bowl make you not a dodo? Because he's a dodo.
No, I think it does. I think it eliminates the dodo aura that you might have if you win a Super Bowl.
So this is the Bull Durham theory, that when you're in the minor leagues and you don't wash your shower shoes, you're a so-and-so. Mm-hmm. When you do it in the pros, making $100 million a year, you're a god.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all exactly right. What this is. I think he's got like the third highest winning percentage in the regular season in NFL history. He's been to 2 Super Bowls, won a Super Bowl. He's done it.
So okay,
he's doing it.
So this actually does speak to, maybe people don't believe he's unanimously
a
top 10.
Something he's doing is working.
But he's winning consistently and winning at a clip that is incredibly impressive, as is Kevin O'Connell in a very short stint in Minnesota so far. 2 years less than Stefanski in Cleveland? But you look at what Kevin O'Connell's done with, by the way, is it 2 different quarterbacks, 3 different quarterbacks? Kevin O'Connell not ahead of Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, I'm just looking for him right here.
LaFleur,
not there.
In Green Bay, who's consistently been in the playoffs or on the precipice of the playoffs, not ahead of Kevin Stefanski. And I think if you polled 100% of Browns fans right now, that would be impossible. If you polled 3% of Browns fans, because that's the number that I'm going with this summer, I don't think you'd get 100% of people to agree he's a top 10. I don't think, and by the way, I don't think you get 100% of people thinking he's a bottom 10 either. I just think he exists somewhere in the middle. Having him top 10 and letting 2 coach of the years carry a lot of water, which is a media award, which is susceptible to somebody polishing those relationships. And that's part of what I think has happened here. It is preposterous that he is a top 10 coach in the NFL.
I think the national media pities Kevin Stefanski. I think they don't look at it like he's the bad coach or he's a reason why they won 3 games last year or don't have success. I think they look at Stefanski and think, oh, you poor thing, as if he's an innocent bystander in everything that went down in acquiring Deshaun Watson. But they look at him like that, as if like we just have to feel bad for you. In any other situation, you would be Kevin O'Connell in their mind.
Has any head coach that right now isn't even a 500 head coach in their career, has any coach gotten more of a pass for the issues around an organization than Kevin Stefanski? Thinking of Baker, flaming out here, then going to Tampa 2 years later and becoming the best version of himself.
Well, and that's the beautiful part about having someone like Jimmy Haslam around you, because he really does just take all of the flack and all of the bullets that come from a national media that for years was right to say Jimmy Haslam is the problem here and it is not the head coach, but it's not really the case right now.
I'm glad you said that, because I actually am one of the people who think if Kevin in a more Nick Sirianni type role, meaning your job is to go there, coach on game days, and you don't necessarily have to be the biggest rah-rah leader, because leadership comes from elsewhere in the building. You're not necessarily going to be able to pick every player you want, but you'll have a little bit of an influence. But basically, your job is go out there on Sundays and give your team a chance to win. I actually would think in a better situation, Kevin could be a different head coach. I don't know better, but a different head coach. The problem is he is involved in these decisions, and nobody in the NFL is like, I mean, what's Kevin's role in the Deshaun thing? He's just absentia. He just, he is an innocent bystander. It's like, what NFL head coach outside of Nick Sirianni could you move on from one quarterback you've had success with to go on to chase a big name quarterback with a lot of issues? What other head coach could get just scot-free? I'm not saying he has to be hammered for it. He's not dead. It starts with Andrew Berry on that one. But no blame? Like, that's why. Oh, and by the way, he's an offensive head coach who's been credited for Jacoby Brissett looking like Joe Montana in Cleveland, which he didn't. Yep. Joe Flacco looking like Joe Montana in Cleveland, which he didn't. Like, his whole thing is you were functional with crappy quarterbacks. And the problem is the thing about the other quarterbacks he's had where it hasn't looked functional.
It's really mystifying how we've gotten here, where it just feels like everyone... Well, I think the problem is that everyone thinks that they give him credit for a team that he hasn't been able to yet coach. The Minnesota thing takes a lot of runway when it comes to Stefanski and what he did in getting that team to an NFC title game. But the fact that we're 6 years into it and we're still quoting what happened 6 years ago, 7 years ago now, it's an issue. It's a real issue. But I think people believe that if you gave this team the roster and you gave them a really good team, Stefanski could go ahead and coach them to greatness. And we have no evidence to suggest that that's true at this point.
And I just look at this and go, I don't think he's a top. I don't, also, by the way, I don't think he's a, if you put all the head coaches in the NFL, I don't think he's a bottom 10 NFL coach either. Like, I think Kevin is capable in a lot of ways, but he still has a lot to show me in terms of leadership, in terms of coaching and having success with bad teams or teams outperforming where we thought they were. And so, you know, like to see Super Bowl winners right in front of Kevin and knowing guys who have had more consistent success behind him to multiple conference championship games like LaFleur has in Green Bay with two different quarterbacks, by the way, and juggling that gap between Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love, there is a part of me that looks at this and goes like, okay,
The difference is they act as if he had been given the same job that Matt LaFleur was given, where you have Aaron Rodgers into Jordan Love, they believe that Kevin Stefanski's career would be entirely different. I don't know that it would be at this point. I like Stefanski. I've been in Stefanski's corner way more than I've been against Stefanski, but I don't have enough evidence to suggest that he would do the job that Matt LaFleur has done in Green Bay.
It's interesting you said what you just said there, because I think there's a fair amount of Kevin. It might not sound like that when how we talk about Kevin. They're coming off a 3-14 season. We're going to sound harsher on him results based alone. I don't think Kevin's the biggest problem here, but I do think when you put him top 10, and again, more successful coaches around them, you're absolving him of any of the things that led him to be a 470 winning percentage in the regular season head coach. And to me, it speaks to a stubbornness of a resolve of, no, he's a two-time coach of the year in the NFL. That can't matter more. Like, your analysis of Kevin nationally, that can't matter more than the wins and losses. And when we start to wage success versus failure here, 216-474-0092, should we be giving Kevin Stefanski more credit? At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. We got Jared Weiss, NBA reporter for The Athletic, formerly covered the Celtics. So we'll give us some good stuff on the Celtics salary dumps, Jaylen Brown's future, but we'll also get to some Cavs talk with him. Pablo Torre of Pablo Torre finds out, of course, as he was the guy that broke the collusion story in the NFL, the man that chased down The different back and forth between the NFL and NFLPA. He's coming up at 4:20. Darryl Ryder coming up at 6 o'clock. But 216-474-0092. We will get to some Guardians apathy in the 3 o'clock hour. More on the Cavs' pursuit of greatness in the 3 o'clock hour as well. But should we be giving Kevin Stefanski more credit in the catch-22 with the Browns' success, the Browns' failure in 2025 on 92.3 The Fan? Jaylen Brown to Utah might have some legs there as well, according to Brett Siegel. So
that's tough for Jaylen Brown if that's the reality.
On which part? Having to live in Utah or having to play for the Jazz where they are right now?
C, all the above.
I actually would love to live in Utah.
I would hate Utah.
Why?
I don't ski. I don't snowboard. And so like the great appeal that Utah has is that they got these great mountains that you could ski all the time and you could snowboard and you could do all the winter sport activities. I'm not a big winter sport guy.
I kind of feel like Utah and Colorado are two states that whatever season you like or whatever lifestyle you like, they have for you. And you get the mountains without the mountain weather.
So Colorado's different. Colorado has all sorts of different, they have a great food scene. They have a great beer scene, oddly enough.
You tell me the Utah folk don't know how to cook?
I'm telling you that Utah's food scene isn't anywhere close to Denver's.
Oh,
Denver's food scene is like a top five in the country type food scene.
Hope we don't get aggregated on this one.
Utah is going to come after me. I'm really worried. Wait until you hear. I'm not saying that. We're not going down there. I had other Utah thoughts.
Talk about the Mormons you best not miss.
Yeah, how did you know I was going to go after the Mormons?
Oh, no. I just meant in general, denying their food. I knew you were going to go after it because it was... That's the next thing we're going to take a swing at.
I mean, you were just waiting for me to do something.
That's just 2 + 2. But yeah, I mean, even attacking their food, I bet you Mormons don't cook with
salt.
If I
was a big winter sport person, I think Utah would be great. I'm not a big winter sport person. We're a summer sport person.
So that's going on. We'll see if where Jaylen Brown does or doesn't end up. But we're talking about Kevin Stefanski.
Hold on. Have you ever been to Utah?
I've seen it on TV. No, I actually have been. I've been to Tahoe, and I've been to Salt Lake City.
Okay, so you've been to Salt Lake. I've been to Salt Lake as well. There's not much happening there.
Some of us like a quieter...
Relative to Colorado, it's like that is a hammer versus a nail fight.
What do you think has more going on, like just around town? Salt Lake City or Noso?
North Solon? North Solon might have... As the quality of restaurants are better in North Solon than they are in Salt Lake City. There, I said it.
Possibly been to that many restaurants in Salt Lake City.
Can we rope? I was there for like 3 days. I saw everything I needed to see. It's not very big, guys. I can't believe they hosted an Olympics there. It's unreal to me. But if you rope Chagrin Falls into the mix and you get Chagrin Falls and North Solon, there's no chance. There's no chance Salt Lake City can compete in my mind.
Yeah, if I just put North Solon and Chagrin and Auburn Township and Manaway.
Like the main appeal for Salt Lake City.
If I just put like 12 towns together here.
The main attraction for Salt Lake City is the snow sports. I don't snow sports, so it is what it is. And am I taking up skiing? Do you think Jaylen Brown is taking up skiing?
Didn't you just take up golf within the last decade?
Yes, but I'm not taking up skiing at this point.
Why not? What's the difference? You're picking up a new sport.
Moving too fast. I'd rather not.
All right, that actually is fair. The margin for error in skiing is a little bit less than golf. I'll say that just in terms of like potential physical injury. So
you asked Donovan which one he prefers, Salt Lake City or Noso. I bet he'd say North Solon.
I guarantee you, Donovan's never been to Noso.
What are you talking about? He's going to be our next mayor. We have a great mayor in Solon. We're fine. We're happy with the one
Noso?
We have. It's the same mayor as South Solon.
They share.
I don't like this Noso branding, by the way. It's not working for anybody.
I think it's working for me.
We're going to get like a cease and desist from the letter of Solon, the great people of Solon, to be like, Noso, it doesn't work. Call it North Solon if you want, but Noso doesn't work for
you're
anybody.
You're the one divided Solon in basically a Solon Civil War.
I didn't
Noso
do anything.
Versus So-so.
It's just a reality. There's a North Solon, there's a South Solon. Just because Ken had never heard of it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
No, I know, but you're putting pressure on it by bringing publicity to it. So maybe Donovan would be the mayor of Noso when they split apart.
Here's what I know. When he left Utah, there was a lot of articles about the things he didn't like in Utah, and we don't have that in North Solon.
Yet.
Not yet.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ever. I bet you I can find a few people who moved out of Solon who might have some things to say about no-so specifically.
Oh, you leave no-so out of it. You just want me to be no-so Johnny so I could be like no-ho Hank.
I do think no-so Johnny.
You just love no-ho Hank so much.
Between Johnny Pizzaland or Jonathan Pizzaland, excuse me, and no-so Johnny, did those two things just bring me glee? Yes. But that's not why I want it.
That's not why you want it.
I can have multi-purpose there. So we'll get to the Jaylen Brown stuff later in the show and on the 3 o'clock hour. But we're talking about PFF ranking Kevin Stefanski as the 10th best returning head coach in the NFL. I don't really have a problem saying it's possible we should be giving Stefanski more credit. It's just impossible to because I think there's the Clevelander perspective on Kevin, which I think is earned because we've watched him coach. We've watched, and again, you're always a little tougher or lighter on people that you see up close versus the detached reality of national sports and the national perspective. So they're very rarely ever going to be simpatico with each other. But I think it's okay, especially coming off 3-14, that we're a little more critical. But yeah, I mean, I don't think, if you think he's a top 10 coach, I don't think you're right. If you think he's one of the worst coaches in the NFL, I don't think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
So I that probably does beg to, because there are people who say he's the worst coach in the NFL. It's not true. So yeah, we probably should give him a little bit more credit. And the problem is the deeper we go into this, the less success we're having.
Yeah, it's interesting to me that I feel like a lot of the national media, they just give this pass to him because of the team that he's been in charge of coaching. And it's like he's not held here against his will. He was here and he wanted to coach Deshaun Watson. That was part of the deal. And it hasn't worked out. But then we just kind of look at it like it's okay. You don't have to be great in these moments. Meanwhile, you go back to all the other quarterbacks that they then want to prop up and say, well, he can do this with anybody. Well, how about the quarterback that you had the most responsibility for in Deshaun Watson? I mean, he got injured, sure, but when he was on the field, he didn't do anything that you could go ahead and write home about.
And I mean, even specifically what you just said, when he was on the field, he didn't do anything. And they wasted last year trying to move to an offense when they probably should have done that first. And that's something that just isn't right. held against Kevin at all.
No one ever brings that up in a national perspective, and it's confounding to me.
So it is like we're in this weird position of, again, I don't think Kevin's a bad head coach. I'm pretty sure he's not a great head coach.
Let's put it this way. If Kevin got fired tomorrow, am I saying that's a raw deal he got? Absolutely not.
No, and by the way, you can say that and still think he can have success in a new venture if he picks the right job, if he gets another chance.
So I think that's the idea, though, is that like if you were to say, oh boy, he got hosed here, he never stood a chance, then you're more likely than not to think that there was other factors at play, whereas I put some of the other factors at his feet.
What's interesting about this is I think this perception is going to help Kevin very, very quickly rebound if they go 3-14 again this season, because I don't think
at some point people have to start breaking away from what they initially thought of him.
I mean, if 3-14 last year and the way that they failed, and they failed spectacularly last year, he cannot be absolved of that. He's being absolved of that.
He is right now. I think eventually, I do think it will turn. I think it will. If you go 3-14 again, I think the national media will start to wisen up. I have an example for what I think is happening in Miami with Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel was, everyone looks at him like, oh, I got a buddy like that. He seems like a stoner. Just kind of seems like he's like best friends with Dan Soders. He's got a funny side to himself. Like, and you watch in the past year or so as people have just kind of just moved off this idea that he's some sort of offensive wonder and his relatability is off the charts and people love playing for him. I think that will happen to Stefanski this upcoming season.
You know, what's interesting is I don't, because the Haslams are just so much more maligned.
And maybe that's his big shield.
Than Stephen Ross.
Maybe that's his big shield.
Despite the fact that they really have had roughly the same amount of success in the last 13 years of owning franchises.
Well, and Ross, too. I mean, he had all sorts of different issues pop up within himself, too. Think about the Tom Brady fiasco and scandal. Like, I mean, he's had his own things, too.
And did not stick to him.
I know.
The Haslams really are in the rarefied air of ownership groups where things have stuck to them. And it's funny, it's not the losing. Isn't that wild? It's not the losing. It's somewhere between the stuff that happened at Pilot Flying J and this Deshaun thing. And honestly, I don't even think it's just the Pilot Flying J stuff. Like, if everything really started to stick to them in terms of people's perception and willingness to speak of, Jimmy's some sort of Svengali, or, you know, Jimmy, Kevin Stefanski's a Manchurian candidate. All that stuff really began post Baker Mayfield and during the current Deshaun thing, which speaks to, I think, some of the phoniness around the NFL media.
The comical rewrite on that is the idea that everyone acts like the Browns were the only team involved in Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Like, he takes so much blame, and 12 teams were in on Deshaun Watson until he nailed it down to his final four.
I mean, Jimmy, I'm not trying to relitigate this, and nor do I want to take the show down this, but I make the point. Like, if we say, what's a worse sin? Convincing someone into making the worst trade in NFL history, or making sure the worst trade in NFL history got done. So coming up with the idea, germinating it, getting everybody on your side, and then talking an owner into the Deshaun trade versus, hey, we're out. Well, have you thought about giving him a fully guaranteed contract? I think one of those is far more insidious than
sure.
the other, and it's Andrew Berry's role and Kevin's role in talking Haslam into moving off Baker.
Haslam's not a football guy. Like, I hate the idea that so many people always put that at the feet of Haslam, as if Haslam was the one scouting out Deshaun Watson and is supposed to be the one that's paid to know whether or not Deshaun can come back from the type of injuries that he went through and the time off that he went through. That's not his job. That's Stefanski and Berry's job. They have to be better in those moments.
But I look at Kevin and I go, there is still hope in me that this year, and I don't want to say this year that he can all of a sudden I think differently of Kevin, but that there's still a chance here that Kevin can help right the ship, not in 1 year, but over the next 2 years, and maybe we can get back to putting Kevin in a position to be the best version of himself, which starts with Kevin, by the way.
Oh, you said not 1 year. I think that's interesting. I actually think if he gets Kenny Pickett to be awesome, or if he gets any one of these other quarterbacks to be awesome, and I say awesome, I'm not saying just like whatever, but awesome, where to the point where you go into the next draft and you're not taking a quarterback, and it's based off of him being that quarterback whisperer, then I do think Stefanski he'll fly into all these top 10 rankings. He'll be perceived as what he currently seems like he's being perceived as to PFF.
As long as you win. If he gets 10 wins, and Kenny, and I really do believe this, if he's at 10 wins, they're in the playoffs. Kenny Pickett's in the playoffs, and you're sailing
you
forward.
You can do this in one season.
But if you're a 7-win team and Kenny Pickett looks really, really good, I don't think you're getting all the full credit. And maybe some of that, by the way, is baked in just to what you said. Maybe some of this is just baked in my thought that I don't think the quarterback's here. So that's why I kind of moved on to 2026 already.
I mean, think about the steal that people will be and the credit they'll be trying to give Stefanski based off of if you don't have to spend one of your first two or your two first round picks on quarterback, and you get to do skill position players or whatever actually helps out the team the most. I mean, you'll be paying off your weight in gold there.
I don't know it'll happen immediately, but if Kevin were to go through this season, they're 3-14 again. I don't know it'll happen day one. But over time, much like Kenny Pickett was sweet, sweet booty stank in Pittsburgh, and given a year and Philadelphia having team success that he gets credit for, all of a sudden it was Kenny Pickett got screwed in Pittsburgh or Kenny Pickett was harmed by Pittsburgh. I guarantee you that same narrative will play out for Kevin Stefanski, even if this is another 3-14 season. Because here's the thing, the amount of passes he's been given, it's not just passes for 3-14 or 8-win seasons and 7-win seasons previously when they had a butt ton of talent on their team. It's the pass for Baker. It's a pass for Deshaun. Like, there's nothing. He is the Teflon Don of head coaches. Nothing has stuck to him from the national media. And that's why, I don't have any reason to believe something will stick to him going forward.
Yeah, if I keep going, it's kind of like doubting Mike Tomlin to have a winning record. It's like at some point I'll be right and he won't have a winning record. But how many years in a row can I suggest that he won't have a winning record? Like, I mean, 3 years, 4 years for Stefanski, we'll be like, eventually the national media is going to turn on what's going on here. And we could wake up 3-4 years down the road and they're like, there's none the wiser, I guess.
216-474-0092. Should we be giving Kevin Stefanski more credit as PFF ranks Kevin Stefanski as the 10th best returning head coach in the NFL, and this used to mean something. I'm not sure it does as much, at least, anymore in the NBA. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
The reason why I said so is, as we've talked about, the NBA draft tonight at 8 p.m., we do have a two-night NBA draft because we got to milk the second round tomorrow, which everybody's thinking about. This is weird, right, having the NBA draft on a Wednesday night?
I don't love it, but also it doesn't really matter if you do it Wednesday or Thursday, but then if you have Wednesday and Thursday, I don't even think the NBA draft is beating baseball on an open Friday night, so, why not take Wednesday and Thursday and make it your own?
Give
us something during the week.
No, I hate it.
I'm not against things during the week, and it's not a prime time enough event for me for Friday or Saturday night.
I need it on Thursday. That's just where I'm accustomed to.
Because the NFL draft is always on Thursday as well.
Because this is when the NBA draft is mostly.
No, I mean, but you're used to drafts being on Thursday is the point.
Yeah, and by the way, it flows into the back half of the week there. So, yeah. Yeah.
I'll take Wednesday and Thursday over them moving it to be Thursday and Friday, because I would catch none of it if it happened on Friday night.
I'll just take, it's the second round. You're not going to catch any of that anyways.
I'll probably still put it on in the background of the TV. It'll be TV number two. We'll put baseball on the first TV, and we'll put the NBA draft in the second TV.
I feel like we need a third TV for this one for day two, right?
I need a third TV?
I think so. Now, there is a point where I think the second or third, if they ever expand the draft, and teams ever are able to have more developmental spots in Canton, I think there is a way to kind of make the second day more interesting. It's just not the way.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're doing it right now. Hate it. Give me back my Thursday, please.
All right, let's stay with the draft for a second. Coach Calipari's got an historic streak on the line tonight, okay? For 16 straight years, Coach Cal has seen one of his former players go in the opening round, dating back to Derrick Rose, obviously, with Memphis in 2008. 16 straight years. One of the chances he has today is Arkansas product Adu Thiro. Probably the only Razorback they're going to hear his name on Wednesday evening. Is this impressive that Coach Cal has continued the streak? Potentially.
Yeah, I think so. I think it speaks to how he's had the success that he's had. I think this makes a lot of sense that this would be the year that that stops. But yeah, I mean, I think like if we give specific schools credit in the NFL, Ohio State, here's so many first rounders, here's so many people who have played more than three seasons. If we're going to do that for Ohio State, Alabama, in college football, I think everything else in college basketball belongs to the coach.
I think his lasting legacy, Calipari, is going to be, when we talk about him 20, 25 years from now, is he was the king of, I want to get you to the NBA.
Yeah.
And I'm focused on getting you to the NBA and getting you the best draft slot you can possibly get to make you the most money in the NBA. And even though I never know how truly authentic that was, that he claimed he would put their best interest over his own when it came to the NBA versus what they would do on the college court. When he walked the walk and talked the talk better than anybody we saw in the sport of college basketball in the previous 20 years.
Actually, listen, by the way, to your authenticity point, yeah, I tend to think anytime anyone in a position of power says, I'm going to do something for you, that really it's not about me. I tend to think there's a little bit of nonsense in that. The Thunder Championship ceremonies yesterday, and wing Aaron Wiggins made sure to speak love on the Thunder who came before.
We got to show love to the greats and the legends who wore Oklahoma City across their chest.
No, you
and
don't.
Set the foundation before us so that we can celebrate today. Oh, Nick Collison! Where's Nick Collison at? Where's Nick at? Come on, Nick! Come on!
So
it was a great clip.
Not Kevin Durant.
I thought it was going to be Durant. I thought he was going to do a Westbrook, a Harden thing.
Not James Harden.
That's what I thought he was going to do. It's a million times funnier.
Not Paul George, even for the year he was there.
Did he shout out anyone but Nick Collison after that?
Not Steven Adams.
No, not Steven Adams. He got not Serge Ibaka, by the way, who also could be.
Please.
No. He just got stopped by Nick Collison and never made it past that. All right, so more overrated by their respective fans and franchises, Nick Collison or Udonis Haslem?
Was Nick Collison there? Is that why he was pointing him out?
Yeah, he actually still works for the organization.
Well, that's why he was doing it. Yeah, come on. What's that look for?
Because he's not a great.
But Nick is there. He's trying to acknowledge him while he's there. That's what happened. I think he was going to go down a whole list of players, and then he got caught up with Nick Collison. But he wanted to be like, Nick, you work in the organization. I'm going to shout you out first.
You didn't hear the seven?
Come on, Nick! I think once it came out of his mouth the first time, I think then he was like, I got to sell this a little bit harder. And then he got wrapped up in selling Nick Collison, and then his time was done. He got the Oscars music, and they played him off.
By the way, Nick Collison is more overrated to their fans than Udonis, because Nick Collison's number is retired, the only player in Thunder history to have that. That is honestly the dumbest thing in sports.
Udonis getting a statue, though. That's pretty high up there.
Yeah, but we see what they do with statues in Miami. It's going to end up insulting.
No question.
So that offsets it. I get a statue. Oh, that's the statue.
Maybe, you know, they keep winning titles. Maybe Collison does get a statue one day.
Which, honestly, is kind of what he was when he played.
Oh, stop it.
Omaha!
It's just a paint. Like, it's just the paint part of a court, and Nick just goes out there, and he's a real-life statue. Oh, do I get 3 minutes? Or do I get a 3 second? Got to move over here. Oh, no, I'm here, over here. Oh, now I'm over here. Now I'm over here.
Steve Spurrier was on the another duly noted podcast and talked about his lack of belief in Arch Manning.
Most people are picking Texas to win the SEC football. They've got Arch Manning already winning the Heisman, too. Yep. And my question is, if he was this good, how come they let Quinn Ewers play all the time last year? And he was a seventh-round pick.
Yes.
You only have to ask the coach, Sark. Yeah. You know, how come you played that one instead of this one? Hopefully, he'll say, because we thought he was better than that one.
He's got a lot of Lou Holtz in him at this point, doesn't he?
Ewers.
I know. When he said it, I said, this is how people end up saying Shador's name wrong, by the way. It's moments like that.
Well, and he sinks his own argument by mispronouncing the name of the quarterback. I don't think he thinks he does. So I understand what he's saying. And normally it's not a bad point, except Arch went to Texas. No, it was never a debate. Like, it was settled. Like, there's nothing you can do to take this job from Quinn Ewers. And so I think if we went to the generality of what he's saying, it makes sense. But the specific of it, it was a preordained deal.
That, like, the Mannings had signed up for. And part of me wonders if the Mannings wanted it this way.
Yes.
Because they wanted Arch to get used to college life and everything associated with it and grow a little bit more and then get a chance to actually play in what is turning out to be this season.
And Ewers.
Omaha!
Rumors have tied Kevin Love to the L.A. Lakers ahead of NBA free agency. Now, I do think he's got a player option, or the team has an option on him for like $4 million. But I think the expectation is he hits free agency. Do we like the idea of LeBron and Kevin Love reuniting in Lakerland?
Doesn't bother me at all. Right now, Kevin Love is more about his Instagram profile and the jokes he makes there than he is doing anything on the basketball
court.
He's
doing a great job.
He's funny. And so, like, if he wants to be basically the second or last man on the bench.
The James Jones.
Yeah, then fine. What Tristan is right now to this Cavs team. Like, if he wants to do that and hang out with LeBron and La La Land, if that's what he wants, I'm happy for him.
Here's the thing. The vet min in the NBA is like $3.1 million if you're 10 years or more into the NBA. He'll probably get $4 or $5 million to go wherever he is. Go. Make your money. Because here's the thing. We proved this with Vince Carter. None of this is going to hurt your legacy. You're a Hall of Famer. You're an NBA champion. And honestly, what I like about it for Kevin is he's a West Coast kid.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, he went to UCLA. There's a part of me that's like, even without the LeBron stuff, I'd just be excited for Kevin. Because I think, like, certain people go through things, or certain people, especially, you know, he just lost his pops. Like, there's something about it. It's like, you know what, man, go make some money. Be the 15th guy on a bench. And let's see if we can get you one more ring, because that'd be a cool story.
Do we want to see Kevin Love eventually be broadcaster Kevin Love?
I don't know. He's got the personality for it. I don't think he's even got. When I say personality, I mean there's the. It's like Ben Affleck is funny in person, and then you put Ben Affleck in a comedy, and it's the worst thing you've ever seen. That's what Kevin Love is to me.
He is funny,
but
not funny enough, maybe.
I think it's that plus analysis in real time. I just don't see him. I don't see him doing it.
It's not something I think I've ever heard him voice or say that he was. But in thinking about him getting to the end of it, I don't know. I just always wonder. I'm like, would he have a podcast? Would he do something like that instead?
He better do it, because I'll tell you right now, Amazon will throw any money.
I mean, he's the type of thing that you don't even have to be good at it. You just kind of you throw it out there. You make as many episodes as they'll let you, and somebody will throw him the bag.
I mean, Kendrick Perkins. He doesn't even have to be good at it. He's just there. He's just available. Also, J.J. Redick wrote it to a head coaching job.
See?
Mm.
Omaha!
NCAA is close to decision on tournament expansion. It should be for this season, by the way. The tournament for the men's basketball tournament, it would be no more than 76 teams is what they're trying to decide. They're getting this very close. For months, they've talked about this expansion. Would you be in favor if we move from 68 to 76 for the men's basketball tournament?
No, nobody's asking for this. I don't even know TV partners are asking for this.
That's the hang-up right now, is I guess the TV partners and getting on board and everyone on the same page has been a real struggle.
Like, I really don't. It's just stupid. I'm sorry to use that word too many times in one segment. This is just a dumb idea. And I think they're just jealous of college football being able to expand the playoffs anytime they want on a whim and make more money. I don't see how this makes the tournament any better.
Oh, no, it doesn't. It just gives you more games is all.
Yeah, I don't think
more. I don't need any more games.
But
people still watch those things. Like, I'm not, I told you forever, I don't like the round of 62 and 30, or 64 and 32 the same way that everyone else does. But people watch Long Beach State for a reason. Like, they just want, they want action. They want games.
I think the problem is you're going to start hurting to me, 64 and 32 is the best round. And I put up with the play-in games. We're going to have twice the play-in games with this, maybe three times. Now that I'm trying to do the math, that's just not good.
Which means also more nights of us getting whatever commercial they decide to ram down our throats that season.
They've also just killed...
There's always one commercial they always end up doing that just they give us just over and over and over again. I'm looking at you, Capital One.
They've also killed Bubble Watch. Like, if you're seriously like, man, we were the 69th best team in the country, it's like nobody gives a rip.
You don't even have to be a 500 team anymore.
Yeah. 216-474-0092. Are you one of the three people asking for this that isn't an NCAA bigwig? I'm no Stephen Vogt critic, but this was the wrong excuse. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.